stinking idea. Whether you're a small, medium, or large business, you must adhere to the modern marketing methods. I Think an Idea provides insights into marketing techniques that work for today's businesses as well as consumers alike. Learn about the best methods of business development for today's marketplace. Internet marketing, utilizing social media, and business marketing. Put on your thinking cap as you enter the Think Tank.
So a lot of people that do marketing and own a company, a lot of times they feel like they need to own all the marketing and have it all in-house. The advantage of working with a digital marketing agency is the fact that you can have so many experts working for you at the same time. So let's say you pay a digital marketing agency $5,000. Within that $5,000, they have people that specialize in graphics, they have people that specialize in content that's keyword dense with specific keyword density for SEO. They have people that build backlinks and understand keyword linking and know that those things are going to actually help you get ranked. They have people that understand web design. They have other people that understand Facebook ads, because with social media, it's so diverse and broad that like somebody that understands Facebook might not understand Instagram. And the person that's really good on Instagram doesn't understand Facebook. And the person that's good on Facebook with regular posting might not understand hashtags that have to do with SEO. And then the person that's working on Facebook that you hire for perhaps posting, you tell them to do ads for the company to generate lead generation and to generate emails that go into a funnel on MailChimp, and you've totally lost them. So now you have this social media person that you're paying, you know, $60,000 a year right now is probably the average cost of a full-time social media person, where they do that all the time, nonstop. But that person will not know how to create ads. They won't understand how to create Facebook pixels and integrate that into a website. They don't understand CTA, which stands for call to action, is how do you have a strong call to action, which has to do with rewriting content and split testing. Because the people that post on social media, all they know is they post. But a lot of them don't even measure what they do either. So now you've got to tile that within Google Analytics and ranking for organic traffic. So the social media person, even though they're submerged in social media from 9 in the morning until 6 p.m. at night, and maybe they're an expert on Instagram, that person might not know how to place ads or anything about SEO. In fact, many times when I've worked with companies, one of the companies that I worked with was a national chain. They had 65 different locations, and they did $750 million a year in revenue. When I started doing consulting for that company at an hourly rate, and they brought me internally with all their full-time employees, when I started asking them if they're embedding metadata in their documents or their PDFs to get ranked for organic traffic, they looked at me like a deer in headlights. They were like, why would you do that? Then when I looked at their websites, because they had 65 different locations, I realized they had none of their social media channels connected to those locations. And they said, well, why do we need the links there? Now, when you have links on a website, it actually impacts the domain authority and it increases your SEO. The other thing you do too is when people visit your website, if you can direct people to those links, now you keep them on your website longer, and the fact that they go to your website and your social media channels all helps your SEO and your traffic. And you make sure that they're going to your social media channels instead of bouncing off your website. So if you have a high bounce rate now, that impacts your traffic. And then now they're leaving and looking for reviews on you, and they might find something that some Yahoo wrote that's not true, as opposed to actually providing them a path to actually go down. So a lot of times, you know, a business owner will want to control the people that work for them. And many times the business owner doesn't even know what those people are doing. They just know they have a social media expert, because all they do from 9 in the morning till 5 o'clock at night is post social media. They don't know to look at Google Analytics. They don't know anything about Facebook ads. They don't know anything about trending keywords. They don't use any tools like SEMrush that track content patterns or Google Trends. All they know is what looks cool to them, which is like assuming what people are looking for. So that would be your social media person. Now, when it comes to SEO, a lot of times people will have someone that writes content and puts up a blog, as most companies do. But when those blogs go up, the question is, who measured the keywords in that content? What's the keyword density that they've used? Is it 3%? Is it 5%? Did they stuff keywords in there? How do they know which keywords to use? How do they know if there's more traffic for, you know, brown pears or red cherries? If you have a fruit business and you're selling fruit baskets online, how do you know which one has the most amount of monthly volume? So it takes somebody to architect a strategy and then make sure that you have the right people in place in order to fulfill that strategy, and then have a course that not only expands over the first month, but 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, 12 months, 1 year, 2 years, to know where you're headed. Most people that hire a social media person or a content person, they think that they just need to do a volume of content and a volume of social media. But a lot of times they're missing 9 out of 10 points that are necessary in order to actually get trending content and to actually get it ranked. So a lot of times a company might hire an internet marketing person that works full-time for that company, and the person might understand WordPress but doesn't understand backlinking. They might understand Facebook and the topics within that content. They might understand the voice but have no clue when it comes to SEO or backlinking. So now you have someone that's just busy doing all this stuff, and you think because they're busy that you're going to fly to the moon, but you don't even make it past the sky because you've missed 9 out of 10 points that you had no idea, because they know more than you do. So you just trusted the fact that that person could lead you to where you needed to go. So this is the advantage of hiring a digital marketing agency, is you can have an agency that you pay for performance that is not an employee. Therefore, you have none of the liability. You don't have to pay unemployment. You don't have labor board issues if something happens, or unemployment, or, you know, disability, or all these different things. But you can contract somebody that has a plethora of resources. So within that pool of time or budget, you could have someone that does graphics, you could have someone that does social media, and you have an agency that understands how to tie that in with marketing and online results. If you don't have that, then now you're spending money and it's an experiment. And if you want to go somewhere big when it comes to your online strategy, you can't experiment. You actually have to have a strategy that's based on your competitors, the research, the backlinks, trending patterns, things that work, things that don't. And you need someone that's analytical to be able to measure that. And if you have people that, let's say they're really good communicators and they're good with social media and they're outgoing, that doesn't necessarily mean they're going to be very metrical and be able to look at Google Analytics and look back at the content over the last 90 days and say, well, what worked and what didn't work? Where do we get traffic and where do we not get traffic? This content was hot. This content was horrible. People like this, even though we didn't get it, this thing that we didn't get had 10 times the amount of reach on social media and actually got a lot more traffic than the one that we thought would get all this traffic, because we were like, wow, this is an amazing title. It's an amazing topic. Everybody wants to hear about this. And then that got no views and no traffic. So a lot of it is measuring and testing. It's just like when you go to the doctor, you know, they take your blood pressure, they look at the symptoms, how do you feel? They take your temperature, they check, you know, different questions that they ask you, and then they come up with some kind of prescription or some kind of preventative path, depending on the root of what's going on with you. You don't usually just go into the doctor and they go, okay, here, have all this medicine and this is what we're going to do. So internet marketing is very much, it's like a cross between creativeness, where you have to create the content. It's a cross between a scientist and it's a cross between a technician, because all those three things have to intertwine. Your content has to line up with the science behind it. That's got to line up with the metrics. And if all those things don't line up, then you're just wasting your time. So that's the benefit of going with an agency, is the fact that you don't have to go and hire 12 full-time people at $60,000 a year. That would cost you a fortune. That'd be $720,000 a year to have all these people in-house. And if your business isn't doing 20, 30, 40, $50 million a year, you don't have that kind of budget. So as you're starting out and building a brand, the question is, how do you get the most bang for the buck? How you get the most bang for the buck is you hire an agency where maybe it costs you less than a full-time person to have 12 separate people on a part-time basis that would know more than your full-time person that you hired. So it's almost like a mastermind where a bunch of minds work collectively. Maybe there's one person that oversees that, and they know what the content person has to do. They know what the Facebook ads person has to do. They know what the web design person has to do. The people that are posting the content have to do. The people that are creating the content have to do. The people that are editing the videos have to do. The people that are loading them up and then sharing them and then having all that stuff cross-market each other is a whole orchestration of people that are playing all different instruments. But we all know that if you go to see a performance at a concert with an orchestra or a band, and one of those people is marginal, it impacts the whole picture, the whole performance. So you could have a really great pianist, you could have a great person on drums, and the trombone person doesn't know what they're doing, then now all of a sudden, everybody looks bad. And this is the way people run their marketing, is they kind of get people that are better than them because they feel like they're going to save money. And what they realize is now they're spending money with a person that only knows a little bit more to them, but they're not an expert in what they're doing. And there could be many experts on different levels depending what your goals are, but a lot of times people will go and hire somebody to do their social media because they don't know how to do it, and they might hire their friend's son who's put up their mom's Facebook, and all of a sudden now they're a Facebook expert. Or they hire someone that's really good at taking pictures that is good on Instagram, but that person doesn't understand keywords. And, you know, the question is, what's the definition and what's your reference point? But most small businesses, they don't have the budget to hire a bunch of people that don't know what they're doing. They need to get results on any kind of money that they spend, whether that money is $500, $5,000, or $50,000. They want to get the best results on the money that they're spending. They don't want to spend $50,000 a year for someone to sit in their office full time, and at the end of a year, they have all these blogs, but they don't have any traffic, they don't have any phone calls, they haven't generated any revenue, the person doesn't know how to do conversion tracking, they have no way to measure it on Google Analytics, they don't even know what Google Analytics is, and now you paid somebody for a year, and you're working in the dark. So it really does make a lot of sense to hire an agency, unless you have the budget to hire experienced people. And the question you have to ask yourself is, what is the definition of an experienced person? And who are you comparing them to? They might be experienced compared to you, but next to a digital marketing agency, they could be marginal at best. So it's always good, you know, you should look for an agency that, you know, has long-term clients, that wants to help their customers. And sometimes, many times, you get what you pay for. So you can get a cheap digital marketing agency. A lot of times there's a lot of things missing in the campaign. But that's my philosophy around, you know, hiring an expert, is what defines an expert and what are your goals? You know, there's some people that can get 1,000 new emails in a month, And there's other people that can get 20,000 new emails in a month. And there's other people that get 200,000 emails in a month. So the question is, where do you want to be? And how good is the team that you have? If the team that you have isn't measuring anything and you're trusting their advice, why would you let somebody else drive your ship that doesn't even have a map? You're going to get lost. And so is the whole mission. Because people don't even listen even to what they see. Most people only retain about 10 to 20% of what they notice. And it's based on a filter that they listen from. So if someone's really impressed by videos, they'll say, hey, let's do all videos. But they don't understand the SEO part of it. They got attracted to the videos because the videos was like the shiny new thing that they felt like they needed to do. Some people are attracted to emails because they feel like if they have a big email list, that could solve all their problems. Some people are attracted to blogs. Some people are attracted to, you know, websites. But the question is, how is everything working in unison to actually come together to create a brand mission? And how does everything tie into each other so that you can accomplish your goals, not just through one platform, but through all the platforms? Because the person that calls you on the phone, they're one person. There's another person that doesn't call you that actually reads your blog. And there's somebody that doesn't like reading or calling. They actually want to watch a video. And then there's some people that don't read or call or watch videos. They want to listen to a podcast because they're too busy, because they're successful making, you know, $500,000 a year as a CEO of a company. How are you going to reach the more successful people, especially if you're running a business where you have, you know, large ticket items and you want to attract really good clientele? So this is why you should have a multifaceted approach. It's very much like a diamond. If you leave off some of the faces, then you have no value in the diamond. It's not worth anything. And so you have to do that with internet marketing too. You have to appeal to different learning types, different people. Many people receive information in different ways. Some people are more auditory. Some people, they need to hear a story, customer testimonial, get tied into a cause. You know, maybe it's a nonprofit or what you're doing for the greater good of the community. And other people, you know, they'll look at a website and maybe read some articles. And a lot of times it's not a one-time thing. It's an every time thing. How consistent are you with your message? Do you do it once in January and not pick up your social media till November? Because that's not consistent. How often are you creating content? Is it once every 3 months? Is it once every day? Is it once every hour? So these are things that you have to look at depending on your industry, your vertical, and what your goals are. If you want to become a brand and create a mission-driven movement that brings in a community of people, then you've got to hit all elements or else you're not going to succeed and you're just going to waste a lot of money and not get where you want to get and then become disappointed. So that's how you can leverage teams. If everyone has a certain expertise, you're actually getting a lot more done than if you had two or three full-time people that are just getting paid and taking up space, but they don't really know what they're doing. So that's my tip to new businesses out there that are trying to build a brand and trying to get somewhere. Even when you start a business, you know, a lot of times you have things on a shoestring budget. You don't have a huge budget, but you want to get the most for the money. So it only makes sense to hire an agency that has a lot of these people that they've already recruited, they've worked with over years, they understand who's good for which projects, who's good on one vertical, who's not good on another vertical. Same thing happens with content. Sometimes there's writers and content people that do social media that can't do health and nutrition, and maybe they can do news. And the ones that do construction and contract work can't do news. So you have to find the right people that fit to actually meet the goals for the company and the marketing strategy. But you know, what people should do is they should, you know, do a little research and ask a lot of questions about what people know. Otherwise, you could just get led down a path based on your own ignorance of knowledge of what you might know about SEO and internet marketing. And I'm sure there's even people listening to this right now that they're like, what did he say? What's a keyword? What's a metric? What's Google Analytics? What's a Facebook pixel? What's conversion tracking? What's CTA, call to action? You know, what's your cost per lead? And if you don't know any of the things that I'm mentioning right now, it's a good sign that you have no idea what you're doing. And if your people don't know this stuff, they probably don't know what they're doing either. So then how long are you going to do something that you don't know where it's going? You know, most people have a destination and a business. And if you don't have a map or a plan, you're just going to be lost for a long time while your competition is now pulling in the money or pulling in the traffic or pulling in the customers. You're lost and they're on track. So it's time to get on track. You got to get dialed in and find the right people to work with.
Think Tank is sponsored by I Think an Idea, a premier digital marketing agency located in Santa Monica, California. I Think an Idea works with Silicon Beach companies, Fortune 500 and 1,000 businesses, and small businesses that want to grow their company both online and off. For more information, go to ithinkanidea.com.